the Antoinette system and tune in to the Pearl White system at RadioArian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, the 14th of September, 2018. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioArian.com. Of course. Well, I did say that I was going to talk a little bit about what's been happening over the last couple of days on Friday, and it is now Friday. And I'm basically referring to archive.org removing all the RadioArian content from their site. They didn't just remove the RadioArian content, they also removed the RadioArian bootlegs. And I believe this is a little bit more sinister than it at first appears, because we know that these large internet platforms such as YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, they are censoring all nationalist content or conservative content. I mean, even just milquetoast Republican content is being censored by them. They obviously have a political bias. And they've been quite open about this, that they are censoring people's work. They're coming out with nonsense phrases like hate speech or inciting violence, even though none of these people have actually been inciting violence. It appears that the violence that's being incited is actually against themselves by speaking the truth about ethnic minorities. That stirs up the ethnic minorities and the Antifa to commit violent attacks upon the person pointing out the truth. So that's the violence that is actually being incited by nationalists. It's against themselves. And this is really the excuse that they are using. This is the excuse that's been used to shut down protests, is that violence will occur because of the Antifa attacking the person that's actually speaking. And those platforms are really entertainment platforms. YouTube is entertainment. It doesn't make a claim to be anything else. It's purely entertainment. It claims to just be a site where you can take videos of yourself, put them online, or make your own videos. And other people can watch them, and YouTube will put adverts with them, and they'll make money out of your videos. If you're not actually putting anything of real interest, if you're not putting anything on there that is exposing the truth about what's going on, then you might even get paid for it by YouTube. But if you are talking about the real important issues of today, important issues for white people, then you'll be demonetized over there. If you're lucky. If you're unlucky, you'll just have your channel pulled completely, like Xerius has had done to him, even though he didn't even have any spoken word on his channel. It was all instrumental music. And I don't know how many subscribers he had, but it must have been in the tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands. You're definitely talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of downloads, but probably millions into the millions of downloads of his songs that he had on there, all instrumental music, and pulled by YouTube. Who knows why they did that? He hasn't actually had a response from them. They even removed a video which had nothing on it. It just had censored on it and absolute silence. That got pulled by them. Apparently that breaks the hate speech laws in your country. But archive.org, they're supposed to be different to this. They don't advertise themselves as entertainment. They don't advertise themselves as social networking, like Facebook or Twitter. They advertise themselves as the internet archive. Now, this is their exact wording. The Internet Archive, a 501c3 non-profit, is building a digital library of internet sites and other cultural artifacts in digital form. Like a paper library, we provide free access to researchers, historians, scholars, the print disabled, and the general public. Our mission is to provide universal access to all knowledge. So they're not trying to put entertainment out there. They are trying to provide universal access to all knowledge. That means they're trying to provide everything that's ever been recorded, audio, visual, books. They want to archive it there so that anyone that wants to research a subject can find all the information he needs to at the Internet Archive. That is the point of the site. Only what they've done is they've pulled the archive of nationalist content. They've pulled over 4,000, I mean, it's probably nearing 5,000 audio files that we had on there, covering the last 30 years of just about every nationalist speaker of note. There was interviews on there, there were speeches on there, there was general conversation on there. And anybody wishing to find out what nationalism is all about, all they had to do was go through the index and they could look up nationalist speakers. And the important thing was, a lot of the people that have been removed from Twitter, a lot of their work, a lot of the people that have had their work removed from YouTube, it was still available at the Internet Archive as an archive, as a record of what was actually said. So people could have their YouTube videos banned. Fair enough. YouTube don't want to put their content on there. They're a private company. They're an entertainment company. If they want to do that, that's within their rights. But for the Internet Archive to claim that their mission is to provide universal access to all knowledge and then censor that knowledge, remove the world's largest and most comprehensive library of nationalist content, shows that they're a fraud, basically. They're a complete and utter fraud. Any student in the future that is researching nationalism, whether they're pro-nationalist or anti-nationalist, if they are researching nationalism, they're going to go to the Internet Archive and they're going to think, well, there was no nationalism. There was no dissent. There was nobody talking about immigration or Islam or nefarious Jewish influence or the degradation of our morals. There was nobody speaking about it at all. They'll read about nationalists, of course. They'll read about these horrible, terrible nationalists that terrified America in the noughties and the teens, but they won't actually be able to find anything that was said. They will have no idea of what was said. And even further into the future, people will have no idea that there was any kickback against the suicide of the white race. The Internet Archive has censored all of that. They've literally removed all of that knowledge so that it can be pretended to people in the future generations, that there just was no resistance, that there was no alternative. There were no dissenters to what's going on. There were no supporters of Trump having conversations, because all of that's been removed. And you're not just talking extreme right-wing nationalists that were in that comprehensive library. You had people like Bishop Williamson in there. You had people like Nigel Farage, people like Donald Trump, recordings of their speeches that were very good nationalist speeches. They were on there. And at the same time, you also had the more extreme right-wing. You had some very extreme right-wing libertarian content that was on there that was actually ripped from YouTube. And the important thing about this was that there was that record that this conversation had taken place, and that record was at the Internet Archive, because that's what they claim to be doing. They don't claim to be putting out entertainment or trying to make money out of people with adverts. They claim to be providing universal access to all knowledge. Only they haven't. They've failed. Now, I see this as they've lost, basically. They've lost. Their gamble was that they would be able to do this, and they're not. They have folded to pressure. Now, one other thing about archive.org, they actually have a piece in there. I wasn't actually able to find it today when I was preparing for this podcast, but they do actually have a disclaimer about hate speech, and they say that because what society approves of and what it doesn't has changed over time, there is content in their archive that some people may be offended at. They may be offended at it today, but people wouldn't have been offended at it years ago, and that's why it's on there, because they want to provide this record. You cannot provide a record of everything if you're just going to say, well, we're going to get rid of and censor everything that we don't agree with today. And archive.org do have that written in somewhere in their terms of service, which is one of the reasons why I thought, well, archive.org would be a good place to start putting this stuff. Because when we started up Radio Erin, when we left Radio Stormer, when Andre didn't want to do Radio Stormer anymore, we had to find an archive for ourselves. We couldn't use the Daily Stormer one, and it was all done very quickly. I thought, well, we certainly don't want to be using YouTube, because I can see them censoring people. They're censoring people already at the time. But the Internet Archive, that seems to be something different, because they also had, I mean, it was at the Internet Archive that I found a lot of the nationalist books that really woke me up to the racial question, and they were all hosted there. And as far as I'm aware, they are still hosted there. And you can go there and look at what nationalists were saying in the 18th and 19th century in book form. But you can no longer look at what nationalists had to say in the 21st century, because it's been removed. It must have been removed due to pressure on the people that own it. I think there are Jews involved in owning it, but I did think that they actually had some integrity. I mean, you would think that somebody who is claiming that they want to provide this access to all knowledge and archive everything, you would think that they had some integrity and would believe in free speech and believe in the right of people to say things that they don't agree with. And you do have a lot of conflicting, there's a lot of conflicting opinions out there. And what they've done is they've basically just censored entirely one particular opinion. And generations in the future, as I say, they're just going to think that this conversation wasn't going on. Now, it's not like people were going to come across our content by accident and be offended at archive.org, because all the files were put on there with a code. The Radio Erin files just had a code on there. So people weren't going to come across that by surprise. And the Radio Erin bootlegs, they said exactly what it was. They said exactly who the person was and what they had to say. All these various interviews with various nationalists, the speeches that were given at the London Forum that had been taken down from YouTube, there was still a record of them at the Internet Archive. And they weren't, it's not as if they were promoted at the Internet Archive. It was all promoted at the erinbootlegs.wordpress.com site. That was basically the index. If you go to erinbootlegs.wordpress.com, you will see that there's a page for each letter of the alphabet, and then there's links to various nationalist personalities and the speeches that they gave with a link underneath it. Mark Collett, for instance, every one of his recordings that he's put on YouTube, they're available there at the Internet Archive, just the audio, and they're linked to at erinbootlegs.wordpress.com. And I think I'm going to leave it there with all the broken links and write an article pointing out that there was an archive. There was a very, very comprehensive archive of nationalist and conservative audio of the 21st century since the millennium. And these are all the links to it. And this is what the so-called Internet Archive has hidden, has removed from people, so that they're not able to actually do the research. I mean, this is seriously tampering with history. If you think about it, in time to come, the Internet Archive is where researchers are going to go. That's where historical researchers are going to go to try and find out what was going on at a particular point in history. And they're going to be lied to when it comes to the year 2010 onwards, they're going to find that they've been lied to about the dissent and the populists and the popular dissent against what the government were doing. They're not going to be able to find anyone that's supporting Donald Trump. They're going to be of the impression that somehow he just suddenly got into power without anybody else really supporting him, which is a lie. And there was also the conversations on there that people had had. So you could get a good idea of how nationalists think, the sort of things that we want, what sort of people we are. You can get that idea from listening to that. So that's one of the things they didn't want people to find out. They don't want people to find out that actually we're pretty decent people that just care about our nations and we care about our country and we want what's best for them. And we're not inciting violence. We're trying to prevent violence. We're trying to prevent a race war. We know that that's what's coming. Whenever you put two radically different types of people within one territory, there is only one result. There can only be one result, and that is war between the two of them. Because you only have one territory, you only have one limited set of resources. Not enough resources to go around, one group is going to go to war against the other one. It's just human nature. You cannot have diversity without civil strife. And we are trying to prevent that. We can see a time coming when whites are in the minority and the non-whites, if they don't just kill us all outright, as happened in Haiti, Tanzania, various places, as is happening in South Africa right now, if they don't just kill us outright, then we are going to be on the receiving end of a lot of policies that are just intended to hit white people. And you can see the way that they are now, demanding to have special privileges, demanding to have diversity quotas, demanding to not be punished when they resist arrest, demanding that the police don't defend themselves against them. And this is when they're still in the minority. We are trying to prevent what we all know is coming once they become the majority. And that's not even talking about the amount of terrorism that we're going to have. The more Muslims you have in a country, the more terrorism you have in that country. Japan doesn't have any Islamic terrorism. China doesn't have any Islamic terrorism. That nonsense of Sadiq Khan saying terrorism is just part and parcel of city life nowadays. No, it's not. It's only part and parcel of city life in cities that have a certain portion of Muslims living in them. So once the Muslims increase, we're going to see the same amount of terrorism that we see in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan, Egypt, regular terrorism. And we want to prevent that. We're not about violence. We don't want war with the non-whites. We want the non-whites to be sent back to where they came from. And what's wrong with that? What is wrong with wanting people to be able to go back to their own homeland? Because the thing is, they don't want to go back to their own homeland. And in a lot of cases, the people in their own homeland don't want them to come back either. And these are the bandits, the dregs of society, the very, very worst people that have left their countries to come to white countries in order to parasite off us. They're not the best people. They're the worst people. A lot of them have got criminal records and they're fleeing the police. And that's what asylum means. It means that you are claiming asylum from the laws in your own country. We also have the lowest castes that come to other countries as well, because they have caste systems where they are. And they see that we have this supposed equality in the West. So, of course, they're desperate to come to the West, where they don't have to have their own special shops and they're not seen as untouchables and unclean. And of course, these are people that are untouchable and unclean. They're called that for a reason. I mean, they are the worst people in the society in these countries that have caste. And now Western countries are full of them. You can tell them by how dark the skin is. The darker the skin, the more of a pariah that caste is in the country that it comes from. And we have them over here in our countries. And of course, they're the ones that are selling the drugs and running the rape gangs, doing the grooming, setting the suicide bombs off, chopping people's heads off, all of these things. We want to avoid that. We want to stop all that. We want these people to go back to their own countries, live in their own ways, live under their own laws. They want to live under Sharia law. Fine. Go back out there to Pakistan or Saudi Arabia and live under your Sharia law. We don't want it in our country. We don't want the extra load on our prison systems, having to deal with your honor killings, your female genital mutilation and your forced marriages. Why should we have to deal with all of that? Go back to your own country. You're not British. Just because you have a piece of paper that says you are, it doesn't mean that you have changed your species, does it? If you call a dog a cat, it doesn't make it a cat. It's still a dog. And the people that listen to the archive, the people that listen to the Radio Aryan Bootlegs archive, they would have learnt all this. They would have learnt what we think about, what we truly think about, what we truly talk about. Not the caricature that's in the mainstream media. So the Internet Archive have done future historians a great disservice by doing that, by removing our content. And it's not going to stop us. I mean, we've been prepared for this since we first went on the Internet Archive, to be honest. All our files have been, the actual date codes on the files. A lot of people have said, well, it makes it a little bit awkward that you just have a date code as the file name. But the reason for that is so that when something like this happened, if the Internet Archive lost its integrity, we would quickly and easily be able to transfer to another archive. That's the reason for having those file names like that. And it's meant that things we have been able to transfer fairly quickly. We've already got the first year's worth, or the whole of last year's worth, of the Orthodox Nationalists. That's already back up online. The links are on there. The links have been fixed. Eternal Reich's Audio Insurgency, every episode of that, that's been put back online. The links have been fixed for that. Just uploaded 6 months worth of Grandpa Lampshade and Pelasgian narrations. Also, Aryan Britannia. And the links just have to be fixed for that. So we will have all the Radio Aryan content back up within a month, possibly within 2 weeks. The last couple of weeks worth have already been put up and the links have been fixed. So within a few hours of knowing that this had happened, we were able to implement Plan B. So it's not as if this content won't still be there. But the real shame about this is that the content that YouTube had censored that we had on there, we're not going to be able to get that back up. I know that I believe that some people downloaded all of it, all the Radio Aryan Bootlegs, and they did make them available for BitTorrent. Now, I still have the entire collection. I'm not sure how to use BitTorrent. Maybe I'll bump into somebody at one of these nationalist meetings that has a fast upload speed, and they'll be able to put all that on a torrent file somewhere. Because we do still have it, obviously, offline. And it would be good to have this record there, basically, of what went on when our governments showed their naked treason to us by importing these savages into our countries and making dissent illegal and trying to censor it. We need to have this proof that people didn't consent to it. There was a huge movement of people that didn't consent to it. And we need to have that record online. Let's have a look at some more of what archive.org have to say. We began in 1996 by archiving the internet itself, a medium that was just beginning to grow in use. But they're not archiving it, are they? They're removing content to make it look like it was never there. See, this is the thing. It's completely different to YouTube removing this content. This is the supposed archive of the internet that's removing it. It's one thing to say, I don't want this on a platform. It's another thing to say, this never existed. These people never existed. What they said was never recorded. It was recorded. Archive.org say, like newspapers, the content published on the web was ephemeral, but unlike newspapers, no one was saving it. Today we have 20 plus years of web history accessible through the Wayback Machine, and we work with 450 libraries and other partners through our Archive It program to identify important web pages. I guess the nationalist conversation just isn't important. Well, it is important. And the thing is, what they're trying to do here is pretend that it didn't exist, because they know it's true. They know that what we are saying is the truth. And they know that when people hear it, they can understand that what we are saying is the truth. They know that when people hear it, they can see and hear that we are good people. We are not the caricatures that the mainstream media makes us out to be. We don't just hate people for the colour of their skin. We just understand that the races are all different. And we understand that races don't get on with each other. You cannot have a peaceful society when you can't understand what half the people in it are saying, when they have completely different customs. And our governments may well say, well, over 100 years they will integrate and then we'll all learn each other's customs. It doesn't work like that. The more of them you have in your country, the less they learn English, the less they fit in. Just take Muslims, for example. First, a lot of Muslims that came into Europe, they wore suits and ties and they spoke English. Now you get to the second and third generation, they're walking around in pyjamas and burqas. They don't speak a word of English. They don't even see why they should learn to speak English, because or even the road signs around them have been translated into Punjabi. Everybody speaks Punjabi where they are. Whichever is the dominant culture, that's the culture that everybody has to get along with. And the more Muslims we have, that's the culture that we're going to have, because we've neutered our own culture. We've said, well, we can be everything. We can allow everybody to call themselves British, German, French, Swedish. Only they're not. They're not us. They're not the same species as us. And the more they live amongst us, the more likely they are to interbreed with us and destroy our genome. And we will no longer be us. And by the time it gets to that stage, I guess, nobody will even understand how to work the internet anymore. Nobody will understand how to maintain it any longer. And white countries will look like Haiti does today. Only there'll be nobody to prop the countries up anymore, because there'll be no white people left. They will all be polluted with non-white genes. The white race will become bastardized and incapable of doing anything. That's the end result that we are all trying to prevent from happening. And how can that be seen as hateful? To want to preserve your race, to want to prevent your race from going extinct. It's not hateful. And these people know that it's not hateful. They know that it's the truth. And yet they take the money because of greed, I guess. They know that we're speaking the truth, but they take the money to silence us. And the intelligence agencies, they know that we're speaking the truth, and yet they take the money. And just doing their job. We're just doing our job. Even though they know that what they're doing is wrong. Because it's the people at the very top that are the traitors. And a lot of them have got mixed blood. A lot of them have got mixed Jewish blood. A lot of the politicians that people think are white, especially in the aristocracy, especially in England, have got mixed blood. This crazy idea that if a Jew gets splashed with a bit of water, then suddenly he stops being a Jew and he's a Christian and he can marry white Christians, has done so much damage to our people. It's corrupted our entire genome, corrupted our entire aristocracy. This is a lot of the reason why we've got these devils in power. You just don't understand how they could be doing this to their own people. And a lot of the time it's because they're not doing it to their own people. They've got 5% Jewish blood or whatever it is. So they don't actually have any loyalty. They don't actually have any natural loyalty. That's gone. The blood that unites all white people together is no longer there in these people. Yes, they may look white because they've only got a small percentage of non-white blood in them. But it doesn't matter what the percentage is, that's enough to prevent them from being white. That's enough to prevent them from having the same loyalties and sensibilities that white people have. They've become the enemy. It's the enemy that is in power and doing this to us. The devil sowed the tares in among the wheat. The tares look just like the wheat until the time of the harvest, when the tares begin to show themselves. And this is what's going on now. The traitors are showing themselves. They're being blatant about their treason against their people. Just look at Theresa May, the treason she is engaged in against the British people with Brexit. Going behind the back of her appointed Brexit policymakers and coming out with her own policy, which goes along with everything the EU want, basically. And doing that behind the back of her Brexit policymakers, going against everything that the British people voted for. Her policymakers then leave the party in disgust. They all resign. Does she change? Does she change what she's doing? No, she just ignores it. She laughs about it. She laughs about the way that she stabbed her cabinet in the back, stabbed the British people in the back. She's showing herself for the devil that she is. Going to Africa to make deals with Africa, when a country that is basically just produces more Negroes in exchange for food aid. That's all Africa does. That's its greatest export. Useless Negroes with their hands out, wanting to be fed, housed, clothed, watered. That's all it produces. And in exchange for that, that's what we give them. Food, water, medicine, everything that they ask for. That's not a trade deal. That's just a drain on our resources. And while she's over there in Africa doing that, you've got Donald Trump. I really want to make trade deals with Britain. Let's make a trade deal, Britain. As soon as you get out of the EU, we'll give you all the help you can to get out of the EU. And what does Theresa May and the British politicians do? They ignore him. Theresa May scolds him for retweeting non-verified tweets of Britain First. What a load of nonsense. She scolded him like she was his headmistress or something. Thankfully, Donald Trump cares more about the British people and can see through Theresa May. But what a traitor she is. And she's showing herself as being this traitor. And archive.org are trying to prevent the people of the future, the generations of the future, realizing that we knew this. We knew that this was going on. And we did all we could to stop it. And the press will write their lies about us. I mean, just think about Charlottesville. Think about what happened in Charlottesville. You had a record there with the Radio Erin Bootlegs archive. You had a record there of what we were saying at the time. What general nationalists thought at the time when that happened, on the lead up to it, what happened afterwards. You won't find any of that on YouTube. It's all gone. But you would have found it at the Internet Archive. That was the reason for being for the Internet Archive. It's lost its reason for being. It serves no purpose anymore. It's not a library. It's a limited hangout that provides a false view of the conversation that's gone on in the last 10 years. I mean, there was about 30 years worth of material on there, really. I was collecting stuff from the 70s and from the 80s, David Duke in the 70s. Lots and lots of very rare audio files were collected there. And they've just done away with them. Memory hold them. Just like in 1984, where they just removed people from photographs and removed everything that they said from the newspapers. It's very sinister. Very sinister indeed. And this Internet Archive, I mean, they're a fraud, aren't they? They're not the Internet Archive. It's a selected version of history that is a lie. They are perpetrating a great fraud on the world by doing it. But we won't let it get us down. As I say, every time they knock us, we always come back stronger. We always come back one better. And we are certainly stronger and better now. The new archive system that we've got is 10 times better than the Internet archive one. As I say, I think it'll be 2 weeks really before we've got everything back up. And it's also much easier for uploading our new content. And if anyone does have issues with it, of course, do let me know. The articles, the podcasts that have had new codes in, they should no longer have a timestamp next to them. So if you see one that's no longer got a timestamp next to it and the file isn't there, then do let me know. The ones that are still pointing to archive.org, I think you can still quite clearly see that there's supposed to be a file there and it's no longer there. But what cowards! And what a fraudulent bunch this internetarchive.org are. You know, they really have lost, basically. They've lost. They have failed in their mission to provide all this knowledge. A total fail. Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.